Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we ponder God's word this morning, we turn to the words of our first reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ, before us this morning is probably one of the most famous Old Testament stories in Holy Scripture. There are many people in the world, even though they are not Christians, they know this story. In fact, truth be known, this past week I was reading an article about the tariff wars that are ensuing between the United States and Canada. And Canada was referred to in that article as David against the United States, Goliath. Some people may look at this story and say, well, it's all about the little good guy whipping the big bad guy. But those who see this story only as that are missing the main point. The main point comes to us in the words of David to the giant Goliath, when he tells him, the battle is the Lord's. And today, let us see too, as we battle against sin and temptation, the battle is the Lord's. He is our strength. He is our champion. He wins the victory for us. Can you just picture it? There were two armies, one on one slope and the other on the other slope, with a valley in between them, the Philistines and the Israelites. And they were there for about 40 days, and no one was moving. No one was willing to make the first move. And then finally, it is Goliath, described with all his armor and strength, being over 9 feet tall, a giant of a man, who comes forward and makes a proposal. The proposal was, I, as a Philistine, will fight one of you, an Israelite. And whoever wins, that one will be the master of the other. The one who is defeated, they will be the servant and slave of the other. This is very different from our culture today. Our culture today is very individualistic, huh? You do your thing, but maybe you don't think it's going to affect anybody else. Well, back then, in these competitions, when one would do something, they would often see that it would impact everybody else too. And that's what we see in this competition. One versus one. David versus Goliath. But the impacts and ramifications would be felt not just by those two individuals, but by Israel and by the Philistine nations together. And even more than that, this was a battle versus the Lord God Almighty and the gods, the false gods of the Philistines. Who would go for the Israelites? Nobody seemed to want to step up. The logical one would probably be King Saul. But Saul wasn't stepping up. The scriptures tell us Israel was dismayed. Israel was terrified at this prospect. Here is a daunting soldier, Goliath. Who of us could dare go up against him? And yet David stepped forward. David was the one. But David did not appeal to his own strength, to his own might. When you read his words in scripture, he reminds us that the battle belongs to the Lord. His strength was in the Lord God Almighty. Dear friends, you are in a life and death battle. temptation after temptation comes our way. You have problems. You suffer losses. You may even suffer terrible sicknesses. And what is your conclusion? Often the devil would come with his lie to tell us, you're all alone in this battle. You're going to have to figure it out yourself. You're going to have to come through with the strength from within you. And what have we seen happen throughout our lives? When we rely on our own strength and our own strength alone, we see how often we have failed. We have devised our own plans and often deviated from God's will and His plan. And our plans often blow up in our faces. And we recognize how we have failed again and again. Dear friends, as you go home today, may you recognize that one goes before you. And that one who goes before you is Jesus Christ, your Savior. He steps onto the battlefield. He is the one who dresses not in an armament like Goliath, but wears this raw humility. Oh, how we watch our Savior go into battle, bearing and wearing all of our sins. He is the one who faced every temptation that we have faced, and yet was without sin. He is the one who keeps every commandment of God. We are to keep those commandments too, and yet we have failed time and again. And yet He kept them all perfectly. This is your Savior. He steps forward for you. He goes before you into battle to suffer the suffering, the pain, the loss, the death in our place. As you go home today, as you battle against sin, you do not go alone. Your Savior goes with you. He is your strength and your help. The battle is the Lord's. Trust in Him. And so, when we look at this scripture, it is interesting to us, who might win the victory on that day between David and Goliath? Human reason would tell us there can only be one victor. It's got to be Goliath. He's wearing all that armament. He has a shield so big that someone else has to carry the shield for him into battle so that he's ready to go with it if someone would come charging at him. It must be Goliath. He is the one who stands over 9 feet tall. He is the warrior who's been warring and battling and preparing for battle since his youth, as Saul said. Can't be David. David is just a shepherd and a boy at that. How can he stand up against Goliath? Well, you know the rest of the story. That story that tells us David stepped out into the battle, not with the armament that Saul thought he needed, with Saul's armor. I can't use these, David said. He steps out with what he knew he could use. He used his sling. He pulls out a smooth stone. He twists it and twirls it and throws it right into one of those spots that Goliath was not armed. He throws it into the forehead of the giant. The giant slumps over and falls face forward. The battle was the Lord's. God gave the victory to David. If you think, dear friends, that you are going through life alone, in every battle that you face, you know what? You won't stand a chance in the battle. You will face defeat. The one that you are to trust in is Jesus. So often we look to ourselves for our strength. Isn't that what the world tells you too? Just look within yourself and your own strength and you'll find a way through. And so often we tell ourselves, if I just try harder, I will win the victory the next time. And all the while we cause ourselves to suffer more and more as we look within for strength rather than looking to Christ, who is our strength. What happens when we look to Jesus in faith, with the faith that he has provided? You find one who has not only gone into battle for you, but he has already won the victory for you. Your victory is not just a future victory, it is a victory here and now. Through the holy pages of Scripture, what does God declare? Through God's Son, he has rescued you. Through God's Son, he has forgiven all your sins. Through God's Son, you are clothed in the best armor you could ever have, namely, the righteousness of the Son of God himself. You can be like the Israelites, standing on the slope, wondering, who will go for us? But that question has been answered for you already. Your Savior has won the victory for you. Trust in him. Look to him, the one who dies upon the cross to take away all your sins. He is your champion, the one who seems so lowly, so filled with suffering and grief. He is the one who wins the victory for you in your place as your perfect substitute. He is the one who has come through on the other side of death and has won. And as we look ahead to death, we too know we will win because our Savior has won for us the victory. It's kind of interesting what David said as he began to battle Goliath. As he battled Goliath, he says, when I come at you, all will know how God rescues and saves his people. All will know that the battle belongs to the Lord. And we know the end of the story. After our text, the battle was won. Goliath's head was cut off. David took Goliath's sword. And then the army of Israel was filled with vigor and filled with joy and courage to go forward. It was the Philistine army that ran, and the Israelite army ran after them to attack and conquer the enemy. Today, dear friends, you all know that Jesus has won the victory. The devil will tempt us with his lies, with his treachery, but Jesus has already won the victory over him. The reason the Son of Man appeared in this world was to destroy the devil's work. And so he has. And so does that mean we stand back and retreat in fear and trepidation? We move ahead so that others will know too the great victory of our Savior. Share that good news. Live that good news. Your life has been changed. You now live in the freedom of knowing that your Savior has won the victory for you in your place. You live in the freedom of sharing that good news with others, that they too may know of a Savior's love. When you face temptation, you are not alone. Your champion has fought for you. Your champion goes into battle for you. In every temptation, he is your strength to overcome the temptation. We repent of our sins and trust in his free and full forgiveness for those sins. Let us look to him. The battle is the Lord's. Your champion goes ahead of you, steps into the fray for you. The victory is yours. Trust him always. Amen.